तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
तपाईँको समुदाय, तपाईँको कुराकानी, एसपिएस नेपाली।
Hi, my name is Amrita Kharel. Just completed my studies. I'm a graduate engineer. म एउटा सिधा गाउँबाट आएको होइन, भर्खरै एउटा डिग्री भएर प्रोफेसनल वर्ल्डमा जाँदैछु।
नेपालबाट अस्ट्रेलिया चाहिँ कसरी आइपुग्नु भयो त?
म मेरो ड्याडी मम्मीसँग 11 वर्षको हुँदाखेरि उहाँहरूसँग आएको हो। साँच्चै भन्नुपर्दा त हामी अब गाउँबाट होइन, अब नेपालमा पनि कोही सहरमा भन्ने हुन्छ, कोही गाउँमा भन्ने हुन्छ। म सानैदेखिबाट ड्याडी विदेशमै रहने हुनुहुन्थ्यो, अब त्यो त घर चलाउनै भन्नु पऱ्यो। सबै नेपालीजना जसले हामीले चिनेको हुन्छ नि गाउँमा, कोही न कोही घरबाट एकजना त विदेश जानुभएको छ भन्ने एउटा हुन्छ नि, थाहा थिएन विदेश के भन्ने होइन, यही थाहा थियो कि उहाँबाट राम्रो लुगा लिएर आउनुहुन्छ, पैसा लिएर आउनुहुन्छ भन्छ। मेरो बुबा पनि सधैँ विदेशमा हुनुहुन्थ्यो, मलाई याद छ हामी चिठी लेख्ने अनि मम्मीले के लेख्नुपर्छ भनेर साइडमा बसेर भन्ने क्या, त थाहा थिएन किन लेखिया छ के हो भन्ने होइन, यस्तो त फोन हुन्थेन, कोही आउँदा पनि चिठी लेख्न भनेर मम्मीले घर लगाउनु हुन्थ्यो। अनि अब विदेशमै ड्याडीसँग जाने भनेपछि त एक्साइटमेन्ट हुने भयो, अब दुबई कतार हुँदा त लगाउन पाइन्थेन भन्नुहुन्थ्यो, तर अस्ट्रेलिया भनेपछि सबैलाई अर्कै एक्साइटमेन्ट थियो। के भन्छ, वी वर लिभिङ आउट अफ फार्मिङ, सो इट वाज डिफरेन्ट। धेरै पैसा भयो, बोर्डिङ जानु पाइन्छ, अनि हेर विदेशमा भयो त बोर्डिङमै भयो भन्ने त्यो एक्साइटमेन्ट थियो मेरो मनमा। तर त्यति मलाई विदेश के भने त्यति थाहा थिएन त्यो बेला।
स्विडनमा स्कलरसिप चाहिँ कसरी पाइयो त?
हाम्रो भिजा चेन्ज भयो, मैले सुरुमा एज ए इन्टरनेसनल नै पढ्न सुरु गरेको हो स्विडन युनिभर्सिटी अफ टेक्नोलोजीमा। फर्स्ट इयर पढ्न गएँ एज ए इन्टरनेसनल, किनकि हाम्रो रेजिडेन्स स्ट्याटस पर्मानेन्ट रेजिडेन्ट पनि थिएन, अनि त्यसरी फर्स्ट इयर मैले नर्मल एज ए इन्टरनेसनल स्टुडेन्ट पढेँ। तर सेकेन्ड इयर पढ्नको लागि फाइनेन्सली हामी स्टेबल थिएन, देन आई ह्याड टु स्टप फर 2 इयर्स, अनि डुरिङ दिस टाइम आई वाज कन्सटेन्टली ट्राइङ टु गेट ब्याक टु युनि, आई विल बी कन्ट्याक्टिङ नम्बर अफ पिपल डिफरेन्ट युनिभर्सिटी, इज द एनी वे आई क्यान स्टडी होइन। आई वुड अलवेज, आई डिन्ट गिभ अ होप बिकज फर मी आई अलवेज वान्टेड टु स्टडी, द्याट्स द ओन्ली थिङ आई वाज लुकिङ फरवर्ड टु, लाइक आई वाज thinking that I'll come back and study, doesn't matter whatever happens. And constantly I would be contacting international student service, any scholarship service, anywhere, like constant. I think they kind of got irritated at the end. But yes, and this opportunity arises from what I remember. Once one of the finance and department contact me saying, is it okay if we use your story or your situation? We wanted to create some sort of funds. I don't know exact story or what happened behind after that. But then I got contacted saying, following scholarship is available, which you fit in. And that was the moment I felt this is for me.
अब एक्चुअली चाहिँ त्योभन्दा अगाडिको टाइममा जाउँ होइन, अब तपाईँ 2006 अस्ट्रेलिया आएपछि यहीँ स्कुल पढ्नुभयो,
हजुर,
त्यो कस्तो अनुभव थियो? अब नेपालबाट पढेर यहाँ एकदम अब यहाँको स्कुलमा छिर्दाखेरि चाहिँ कस्तो अनुभव भएको थियो?
साँच्चै भन्दा त डिफ्रेन्ट वर्ल्ड नै थियो। अब तपाईँले यो सोच्नु कि म गाउँमा थिएँ, गाउँको स्कुलमा इङ्ग्लिसको एउटा सेन्टेन्स पनि राम्ररी गराउन आउँथेन, गाउँमा भए पनि आई थिङ्क म अलि अर्कै थिएँ भन्नुहुन्छ मम्मीले, लाइक सबैले भन्छ नि ओभर कन्फिडेन्ट, कसैले नभनेको कस भनेको नसुन्ने, रिबेलियस भन्छ होइन त्यो वर्ड भन्दा। अनि तर यहाँ आएपछि कम्प्लिटली चेन्ज भयो, ठ्याक्कै म गाउँको केटी जस्तो भयो यहाँ आएर, हुन्छ नि, बिकज आई कुड सी द प्रब्लम फ्रम द टप। आई थिङ्क आई लस माई सेल्फ कन्फिडेन्स वान आई केम हियर, ल्याङ्ग्वेज ब्यारियर्स, I couldn't communicate what I wanted to say, and I didn't know the way of city lifestyle and how they eat, how they dress up, and even at school, like I didn't know how to present myself to the teachers, because back home, like, you don't dare to call your teacher by the name. Here they don't like you know, being called like sir, madam. They wanted to be called by their names, and that was quite different and strange. At the same time, you felt like, oh, you being respected as who you are, as a student or teacher, vice versa.
त्यसै अब एकदम कल्चरल सक त अब सबैलाई हुन्छ होइन त्यो चाहिँ कसरी ह्यान्डल गर्नुभयो कस्तो कस्तो सजिलो थियो कस्तो गाह्रो थियो
मेरो दुईवटा भाइ बहिनी थिए म आउँदाखेरि उनीहरू भाइ मभन्दा 2 वर्ष कान्छु बहिनी मभन्दा 5 वर्ष कान्छे होइन कसैलाई पनि इङ्ग्लिस त्यति राम्रो आउँथेन अनि लाइब्रेरी जान्थ्यौँ यहाँ लोकल लाइब्रेरी कसले नदेखेको होइन लाइब्रेरी अनि एक्साइटमेन्ट हुन्थ्यो त्यहाँ एउटा 2 कम्प्युटर हुन्थ्यो त्यसतिर अनि लाइब्रेरी गएर एउटा केही सर्च गर्न जाने पनि रमाइलो लाग्थ्यो अनि केही गेम भेटाए झन् रमाइलो अब बच्चा बच्ची अनि हामी लाइब्रेरीमै टाइम स्पेन्ड गर्थ्यौँ घरमा तर स्कुलमा चाहिँ अब टिचरहरू एकदम माया गर्नुहुन्थ्यो अब झन् ल्याङ्ग्वेज आउँदैन भनेपछि उहाँहरूले सिकाउन अनि किनकि मलाई आई वान्टेड टु फिल लाइक नर्मल बिकज आई डिन्ट फिल नर्मल वान आई डिन्ट नो द ल्याङ्ग्वेज सो आई अल्वेज ट्राई हार्डर टु लर्न द ल्याङ्ग्वेज विच आई स्टिल फाइन्ड इट डिफिकल्ट यु नो in some areas I'm still not that confident but I try my best
yeah aunu bhayo yesari aba etro achieve garnu bhayo ghar ma ke bhannu huncha
ma ta normally nai hernu huncha ghar ma testo malai testo feel hudaina I don't feel like I achieve much because I've seen a lot of struggles of lot of other people around me and yes they have achieved much more it's not recognized but mine looks good but I had a support as well and there are a lot of people who doesn't have a support where they have achieved much more I don't feel like I achieved much
अब नेपालको गाउँको कुरा गरौँ हैन कति फेरि फर्केर जानु भो
अझै गाह्रो छैन आधेकिनबाट सिचुएसनले गर्दाखेरि मिलाएको छैन अनि मिल्दा बित्तिकै जाने हो भन्ने सबैको त्यही नै भावना
अनि के याद के आउँछ त अब
आई हेभ लट अफ मेमोरिज विथ माई कजन्स वी used to walk an hour to get to school. I used to hate it. the journey of going to school. Once you go to school, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of friends. And even over there, apparently I was an outstanding student, but I never felt that way because I was always rebellious. I used to do whatever I like. But apparently I used to care about my study, but I don't really remember that much. But what I remember was I had a lot of fun with my cousins there. I had a lot of friends while I was there because I was more confident of who I was there, but which kind of dropped when I started here, when I came here. My sole focus became more of family and my studies only, not too much social life.
अब यो इमर्जिङ लिडर अवार्डको बारेमा कुरा गरौँ होइन तपाईँको तपाईँले जुन पाउनु भएको छ त्यसमा 8 लिडरसिप क्याटेगोरिज रहेछ त्योमध्ये तपाईँले 7 पाउनु भएको कि
हजुर स्विनबर्न इमर्जिङ लिडरसिप अवार्ड इज वान अफ द लिडरसिप अवार्ड द्याट रेकग्नाइज स्टुडेन्ट्स लिडरसिप्स हाउ मच यु कन्ट्रिब्युट ब्याक टु युनिभर्सिटी ओर यर पियर्स ओर यर ओन डेभलपमेन्ट भेरी मच सो हाउ यु इमर्ज युर सेल्फ आउट अफ स्विनबर्न इन अनदर वर्ल्ड द्याट्स हाउ आई सी इट because it recognized me for who I was over there as a peers, as an individual, how I grew my career at Swinburne as well. So one of the criteria was simply being a campus participant. So where have you participated much activities, being a resilience.
अनि युनिमा चाहिँ अरू के गर्नुभयो
वाट आई डिड फर्स्ट अफ अल आई थिङ्क आई वाज भेरी हार्ड वर्किङ आइ एम गन्ना से द्याट आइ एम नट भेरी स्मार्ट लाइक हाउ पिपल पुट देमसेल्फ दे आर लट अफ जिनियस आउट देयर बट आइ एम नट आई वुड वर्क सुपर हार्ड फर माई कोर्स टु अचिभ वाट आई वान्ट एन्ड सो आई स्पेन्ड मोस्ट अफ माई टाइम फिगरिङ आउट एन्ड लर्निङ वाट आई वाज लर्निङ भेरी मच एन्ड द रेस्ट अफ द टाइम आई वुड try to help my engineering peers what they need help with or if they need to because I knew a few contacts because of the program that I used to attend so I'll refer to them particular program they need help with or direct them where to go to get what or simply helping them with assignment I can't do the assignment of course that's not part of the thing but I would actually try to direct them or at least inform them where they can go and get much help. Yeah, and I participated more cultural programs and other mentees and mentor programs whenever I have time. But the problem was there was you can make a time, that's what they say, but because my priority was always to do best on my studies, so I did what I could within my time.
अनि त्यो बेलामा नेपाली साथीहरू पनि बनाउनु भयो कि होइन अस्ट्रेलियन मात्र बने कि कस्तो थियो?
At high school, I never had Nepalese friend. There were no Nepalese where I was studying. But when I went to university, actually there were quite few Nepalese, and from what I heard, the numbers are increasing. I hope that everyone can complete their degree like how I did. Not live in the middle, or hopefully their situation change if they're in a difficult situation.
गाउँबाट काठमाडौँ आउँदाखेरि र काठमाडौँबाट अस्ट्रेलिया आउँदाखेरि चाहिँ के भिन्नता थियो?
गाउँबाट काठमाडौँ आउँदाखेरि because we stayed 3 months in Kathmandu with our visa process and everything, but I think it was the worst time of Nepal. That was when there was a war going on. So it was curfew whole time. So I think in Kathmandu we had a one room as a whole family we were sharing, and during that time everything was expensive and my mom didn't know much about city either, so I think that was most difficult. And my dad tried to send me to boarding school over there while we were staying there, thinking that we might not get our visa straight away here, and I think that experience was quite traumatic for me. Because from learning only one English subject in village, where I remember I thought I wrote perfect with handwriting, my teacher उहाँले भन्नुभयो तिम्रो यस्तो ह्यान्ड राइटिङ भनेर सबैको अगाडि मेरो बुक फालिदिनु भएको थियो. अनि इङ्ग्लिस टिचर हुनुहुन्थ्यो, म त कन्फ्युज भएँ होइन, मैले त यस्तो राम्रो गरेँ भनेर देखाउनु. अब म्याथ मेरो सधैँ स्ट्रङ थियो, इङ्ग्लिस चाहिँ विक नै थियो उहाँ गाउँमै. अनि अब वन्स आई कम टु सिटी एभ्रिथिङ वाज इङ्ग्लिस, सो वाट एभर आई राइट, इभन लाइक इफ आई आक्स मन आस टु रिड इट, दे वुडन्ट नो वाट आई वाज राइटिङ. सो आई फेल बिट प्रेसराइज टु लर्न ल्याङ्ग्वेज फास्टर देयर. And I remember there was a rules in the school to teach you English faster. You cannot speak Nepalese, otherwise you'll be fined 1 rupees or something. And even when I want to speak to my Nepalese friend, I didn't know how to speak, you know. So that kind of dawned on me. And like, I couldn't ask for help because it's me who I had to help myself, in another word. So I was like, oh my God, if English is going to be like this, how am I going to survive in Australia? That was my thought. But I think it's a different education system here comparing to Nepal. I'm not saying it's bad there because that's how we learn there. I was fine. Probably because if I was studying from young age in boarding school, I would have been great too. But probably because of the jump from coming from village straight to boarding school, all English, and everything is in English in much higher grades, so probably that's made it difficult for me. But once I come to Melbourne, I started language school, so I think that's made it much easier. I didn't went to normal stream. I studied language for 6 months, then I was sent to normal classes.
अनि अब नेपालमा थोरै समय बस्नुभयो भने होइन, अब सानैमा बस्नुभयो भने स्कुल जानको साथीहरू याद आउँछ कि आउँदैन?
आउँछ, उनीहरूले फ्रेन्ड रिक्वेस्ट पठाउनुहुन्छ फेसबुकमा अहिले. खोइ उहाँहरूले मलाई याद गर्नुहुन्छ गर्नु थाहा छैन, बट यस आई डु रिमेम्बर देम द मोमेन्ट वान वी ट्राई टु बङ्क स्कुल बट वी क्वाइट फेल्ड. एन्ड आई थिङ्क आई ह्याड मोर मेमोरी अफ द भिलेज स्कुल बिकज आई ह्याड लट अफ फ्रेन्ड्स देयर. And we did a lot of adventures. We were more adventurous there, I think, because in the city, it was a bad timing we were there. So hence, we are not allowed to go much outside. You're always inside. So probably that's the one reason I couldn't make much friends. In the village, yes, we were always outside. You're never inside. The only time you come home is just to eat and sleep. That's it. Yeah.
SBS Nepali. रेडियो अनलाइन र मोबाइलमा
2020 को लागि ग्रेजुएट इन्जिनियर पोजिसन पाउनु भएको छ. कस्तो अनुभव भयो त्यो चाहिँ ट्रान्जिसन फेज कस्तो भयो भनौँ न इन्डस्ट्रीमा अब 2006 अब 2020 त होइन 14-15 वर्षमा त एकदम अब के अनुभव फरक के चाहिँ भयो त.
इन्डस्ट्री इट्स सेल्फ अल्सो हेज फ्रम भिलेज टु सिटी एक्ज्याक्टली. यु हेभ टु सी दिस वाइ यु नेभर सिन अ गुड अफिस इन युर लाइफ. वेन एभर यु सी समन वर्किङ in your community, they always work in cafe, hospitality industry, where there are a lot of noises, I guess a lot of chatting, and you are professional in your own way, but different world. That's the only thing I've seen, and that's what I was doing, because I was also doing hospitality myself as a part-time, and while I was working as well. And when I went to the actual corporate, the culture was different as well. They're willing to teach you nicely. There was no rush. Of course, there are deadlines, but everything are doable. There was no constraint like how in the hospital industry have. I'm not saying all the hospitality industries are like that. The place that I have experienced and seen were quite pressurizing and very demanding, I would say. Within short time, you're expected to do so many tasks, where in the professional world, everything is systematic, everything is organized, everything is sorted out for you. If you're lacking something, you have training going on. They don't call it lacking, they call it untrained. But in other world, you're lacking. So you're not defined as lacking in the corporate, I guess. It's more like you will be trained. That was my experience when I first went to, I actually went to railway removal project. That was my first undergrad role as a cadet engineer. That was when I just finished my second year of a university degree. That was when I came back, and that was my first year, technically for me first year, because I just started learning again. And I told my manager straight away, look, I know nothing. I don't even know how project works. I don't know how everything runs, to be honest. I don't even know what should I be wearing here when I come here, what time I'm supposed to start. Because I thought it was like, you know, like sharp, 9 o'clock, be here, 5 o'clock, get out. You know, like it's not like that. They're very flexible. They're willing to work around you and your lacking and your needs as well. Like I was student, they knew I was full-time student. Even though I did 3 months full-time work there, they offered me to stay there as a part-time, and they knew I was studying full-time, so they're willing to understand that. And they never pressurized me to come many days. I give them my availability, and they're happy for me to work in that time. So that was quite shocking for me as well, from going hospitality customer service, where you're rostered in particular time, week earlier, and if you're late by 10 minutes, they cut you something minutes for your pay rates, to, you know, going to the place where you just sometimes you just get paid to learn, pretty much. Because for company, it was important to see employees' growth than just your profit and products. That's one difference. I would encourage all my friends to think positive about their job. Because I think a lot of people have this thing when you're working a young age in a retail store or hospitality industry, like you feel like that's how the real world works. I think I want them to know that there are people who are willing to work around you. When you show them your good side, you work hard. I think that's what I gain from it. And also, they're more supportive. You don't have to be scared even if you want to go to different industry or different company. They're willing to write your reference letters, nice reference letters, I would say. So that was different for me as well, because I used to think, oh, if I leave the company, they might not give me a good reference, you know, that kind of thing. Because as I said, I don't have experience in the corporate world, neither in my family, no one. So I didn't know anyone how to actually ask how it is either. This was my experience, and this was my family experience. So I think that was quite different, but it was a good learning experience.
एन्ड र तपाईँले अब भनौँ न युनिमा पढ्दाखेरि र अब अहिले काम गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ कतिको फरक भिन्नता होइन युनिमा पढाएको चाहिँ अलिकति मिल्दो रहेछ कि जस्तो लाग्यो कि होइन यो त कस्तो ठ्याक्कै गजबले पढाइ पढाइदिएर रहेछ अथवा सिकाइदिएको रहेछ यहाँ आउँदाखेरि त मलाई यो काम गर्न एकदम सजिलो लाग्यो भन्ने भयो कि कस्तो अनुभव छ
आई थिङ्क युनि डजन्ट ट्रेन टु यु टु वर्क फर द कम्पनी युनि इज मोर अफ गिभिङ यु थ्योरी बिहाइन्ड हाउ थिङ्स वर्क्स but when you go to the work, you apply that theory in practice. Such example would be uni can only show you software, but how you're going to use software is up to you. Such example in my field is AutoCAD. What uni can teach me is you click this button to do this, that button to do that. But if you want to build a road, now you're going to know how to use those buttons at right time and perfect yourself. So that's what uni is, and that's what work or industry is. And industry is willing to teach how to make that road in their own way. So you don't have to think that, oh, you have to be an engineer. And I mean, like, I think a lot of people think you have to be professional before you actually come to the professional world. That's not the case. You're still a student. You become engineer once you work as an engineer.
अस्ट्रेलियामा अब नेपालबाट आउने अन्डरग्रेड अथवा ग्रेजुएट स्टुडेन्ट्सहरू इन्टरनेसनल स्टुडेन्ट्सहरू एकदम धेरै सङ्ख्यामा बढ्नुभएको छ होइन अब तपाईँ पनि एउटा इन्टरनेसनल स्टुडेन्ट भएरै छिर्नु भएको थियो सिस्टममा होइन तपाईँको आफ्नै स्ट्रगल्सहरू भयो होइन अब उहाँहरूको पनि आफ्नै होला अब उहाँहरूलाई चाहिँ तपाईँले के भन्नु चाहनुहुन्छ एउटा के चाहिँ उहाँहरूले तपाईँको आफ्नो अनुभवमा अब तपाईँले हस्पिटालिटीमा पनि काम गर्नुभयो होइन देख्नु भएको छ तपाईँले त्यो रिलेट गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ उहाँहरूले चाहिँ कहाँ अझै मेहनत गर्नुपर्ने देख्नुहुन्छ कि उहाँहरूले कन्फिडेन्स बिल्डअप गर्नुपर्ने देख्नुहुन्छ कि तपाईँको विचारमा चाहिँ उहाँहरूले के गर्दा उहाँहरूलाई आगामी दिनहरू सजिलो हुँदै जान्छ भन्ने जस्तो लाग्छ
फ्रम वाट आई सिन इज फर्स्ट अफ अल मोटिभेसन आई थिङ्क बिकज दे अल यङ उहाँ सबै यङ हुनुहुन्छ अनि उहाँहरूले फ्रस्ट्रेसन होइन दे आर स्ट्रगलिङ टु लिभ डे टु डे बिकज First of all, they don't have anyone to guide them here. What I would suggest is always to get a mentee or mentor at university because they know how, they do understand how you are because I think most of the international students feel or felt like they haven't been understood. That's not true. There are a lot of people who actually do understand and want to act upon it. I think उहाँले यो पनि सोध्नुहुन्छ जस्तो उहाँको हस्पिटालिटी इन्डस्ट्री हुन्छ नि उहाँको करियर पनि त्यस्तै हुन्छ भन्ने भावना हुन्छ होला जस्तो लाग्छ र अनि उहाँहरूको मोटिभेसनै जान्छ स्टडिजमा सो आई वुड रियली इन्करेज माई ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स जहाँ नेपाली त्यति दाइ भाउजू जो हुनुहुन्छ please do complete your studies. That's not true. Because you cannot have other people's opinion in your experience. I can't give my opinion in their experience. You will have your own experience. I have my own experience. You might have much better experience than I do. And I know you are much, much talented than I am. And they do work hard. I think they work hard in different, probably prioritizing. I think that's the one thing I would say. उहाँहरूको असाइनमेन्ट हुन्छ अनि उहाँहरूलाई सायद यस्तो लाग्छ कि जस्ट पास गर्दै मात्रै हुन्छ भन्ने जस्तो फिल गराउनुहुन्छ यु सुडन्ट डु द्याट यु सुड लर्न तपाईँले जे पढ्नु भएको छ नि यु सुड लर्न सो इट विल हेल्प यु इन लङ रन डोन्ट गो फर द मार्क आई वुड से आई युज टु बी मार्क फलोवर एज वेल बट I think my mark became better when I start to learn. That's what I would say. In high school, I was very, very mark focused. And that's why I didn't learn much. I get mark what I want, but I wasn't happy at the end because I didn't get exactly what I want. But when I went to uni, I actually wanted to learn and my mark automatically followed up. And also another thing, please do use your tutors, lecturers' time. When they say, oh, make an appointment with me to come and see, do make it. I know a lot of students prefer to go to their friends than their lecturer and their tutors, and they might get the wrong information from their peer sometime. It may not be the case all the time, but it's good to go and see your lecturers or tutors, because what I did was every before test, before exam, I would always have my question write down and go make appointment with all my lecturers and clarify with them directly. And what I used to say was, this is what you said, this is what I'm going to do on my assignment, to lecture directly. You don't have to be afraid to talk to your lecturers. They're there to help you. Probably this is because it's the culture that back home, we used to give, we do give it a lot of respect here as well, but we used to feel like we're not obligated or we're not good enough to talk to them. That's not true. That's their job. They're willing to help you.
योजनाहरू के बनाउनु भएको छ भन्नु भएको छ भने होइन होइन अब जे जस्तो आउँछ त्यस्तै छ भन्ने छ कि होइन मलाई त अब यहाँसम्म पुगेँ अब मलाई यो गर्नु छ अब मेरो चाहिँ लक्ष्य यो हो भन्ने छ कि के छ अब अब तपाईँ अस्ट्रेलियन कतिको हुनुभयो भन्ने एउटा सानो प्रश्न है रमाइलो
त्यति नै छैन
तपाईँको तपाईँले फुटी फलो गर्नुहुन्छ
सानो छँदाखेरि यस क्रिकेट पनि फलो गर्थेँ किनकि ड्याडी भाइहरूसँग खेल्न पनि खेल्थेँ अनि क्लब जान जोइन गर्ने पनि कुरा थियो तर जुन एरियामा म बस्थेँ त्यसमा केटीहरूको थिएन अनि मलाई केटाहरूको बरु यङ्गर एजमा गर गर भनेर कोचले भन्नुभएको थियो त्यो एकदम अनकम्फर्टेबल भयो मलाई होइन एक त अब हाम्रो कल्चर हुन्छ नि त्यस्तो अब दोस्रो नेक्स्ट जेन्डरसँग त्यति इन्टरेक्सन हुन्थेन अब यङ हुँदा अनि इट्स बिट अनकम्फर्टेबल फर मी सो आई डिन्ट प्रस्यु देयर एट अल yes, I used to follow cricket, but not as much as AFL. But I used to support Western Bulldogs because they used to come to our school to promote or show us what it is as a culture. It's Australian culture. Apparently, it's made for members, made by members. So that's what I learned, which I recently learned. That's the fact. even though I used to be shown how to play when I was young. Yeah.
SBS Nepali. Hamro reporteru Facebook ma barnuhos.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस् एसबिएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्